What up, Laker fans? D-Mac here. We're back with another episode of the Lakers 24-8 podcast. And as always, I'm joined by a panel of esteemed Lakers experts. To my left, Mr. Noah Cameras. Thanks for rocking with us today, Noah.
Yeah, Laker basketball is hot right now. We got a lot to talk about.
It is hot. Things are looking up for the purple and gold. And to my right, he's always bringing the noise, Mr. Noel Sanchez. Yes, sir, you can follow him at Noise by Noel. Noel, thanks for rocking with us.
Hey, it's a great time to be a Laker fan, man. Let's get right into these topics.
A great time to be a Laker fan. Okay, so I think we're to start with your favorite Laker.
Come on,
Mr. Rui Hachimura. He was Hachimura yesterday, the way he was heating up. You saw him playing defense for the first time. He was Mount Fujimura yesterday. Okay, he was fantastic. If you look at his line, 20 points, 12 boards, 3 blocks, a plus 22.
Awesome.
And he was fantastic. And I want to first get your thoughts on him closing out the game, playing alongside LeBron James, because them on the court together, they've been fantastic. I mean, what are your thoughts on Rui? Have things turned around for him to the point where you see him having a role for this team in the playoffs?
Yeah, Rui's been doing great. I think he's kind of started off slow, like I said. Yeah, I was very hard on him, but I never said we should not re-sign him. I said I want to see more from him to earn that spot back, and he's doing exactly that. He's playing great defense. He shut down Karl Anthony Towns the other day, and then he was a huge presence. Well, he shot 10 for 14, I think, on 20 points. I mean, he's just doing what he's supposed to do, very efficient. He's really become a mid-range monster. I mean, he is so good at making that shot, so he 100% has earned this role. I think the only loss they have in the last, like, 6 games or something is the one he didn't play. So, I mean, he's really making a huge impact. This is exactly what I wanted to see from him. So I'm starting to become a fan because I see what he can do, what he can bring. I'm very happy for him, and I think he can play a big role as long as he continues to play this style that he's playing right now.
Yeah, a lot of fans out there were yelling, how could you DMP Rui Hachimura?
Yeah,
well, this is how you can do it. You DMP him, you see the results after.
Exactly. It worked.
We basically bullied him into becoming a defender. Overnight, it looked like he learned how to play defense. It reminds me kind of what we saw with Kyle Kuzma a few years ago.
Yeah.
Only difference is he has the ability to be a rim protector, that 7'2 wing spin. Yep. What'd you see from him specifically on the defensive end, Noel?
Oh, yeah. I feel like he took that DMP very, very seriously. And I think he really reflected during that time period and saw what he needed to do to help the team. I'm curious, though, when you said Hibachi, were you talking like Benihana's or more of like a food trick type? I'm personally thinking Benihana's. He's looking good.
More of
the
Benihana quality yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah,
the way he was playing defense, Mount Fujimura. How do you think about that one?
That was a good one. I love that one.
You like that one?
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's got to earn that. So be a little more consistent. The next question I have for you guys is, we know this team, when they're fully healthy, they have depth now. They have multiple wing defenders, multiple wing players, shooters they can go to end games. If Austin Reeves is hot, he should close out games. Yep. But do you think when you consider what he can do defensively now, maybe let's say they play the Clippers and he can match up with Kawhi Leonard, do you foresee him possibly finishing games for the Lakers in the playoffs, Noah?
It depends definitely on matchup. I mean, think about who has to be in there. D'Lo, LeBron, AD. That's already 3 spots. Yeah. It's hard to imagine Austin Reeves not being in a closing lineup considering how well he plays. And your last spot's up to what? Maybe Jared Vanderbilt, Rui Hachimura. Yeah, Rui Hachimura's offense definitely adds more than Jared Vanderbilt's. Obviously, Vanderbilt's defense might be a little better. But if you're looking for a little more offense, a little more two-way play, Rui could be that guy. And that lineup, D'Lo, Reeves, LeBron, AD, Rui, that has a lot of length, a lot of versatility, a lot of scoring, some good defense. So he could definitely play his way into closing some games, but it definitely is going to depend on matchups kind of going forward. But I mean, yeah, he's earning himself playing time.
Yeah, especially looking at particular matchups that could happen in the Clippers and the Suns. The Clippers just recently stated that they're going to have Nick Batum in their lineups moving forward.
Yeah.
So seeing someone like Rui and seeing the strides that he's made on both ends of the floor, I really think he can be a plus. One of my biggest criticisms for him in that other roundtable we did was that he was kind of a non-factor on the offensive end. When he would catch it, players were sagging, and there's no use in being so tall and shooting if they're not even guarding you. But he's finding those like beautiful mid-range spots.
It's awesome.
And I mean, I said he's looking like Kawhi Leonard out there with that high release point. I'm loving it.
Yeah, no, I think you bring up a great point, making those mid-range shots.
Yeah.
One of the best mid-range shooters in the game. Yesterday, scored 20 points on 10 of 14 shooting, but just shot one three-pointer and he missed it. So I think sticking to his game.
He knows his game.
And putting himself in spots where he can be successful, that's going to be the biggest key. But going back to what you just mentioned about the lineup, I mean, if you consider LeBron, Vando, and Rui out there as forwards, they can be a three-headed monster defensively.
Oh, yeah.
I think the the size, I think the matchup problems they present. So yeah, I think things are definitely trending in the right direction for Rui Hachimura. I think he's in a position where it's better late than ever, and you want to see him really starting to ascend as the Lakers get into this playoff position. But another guy I want to talk about, of course, is LeBron James. So LeBron, he really has not looked like elite LeBron yet. He hasn't looked like all-star LeBron, still working his way back from injuries, looking more like the mid from Akron than the kid from Akron. But still, I think when you consider the depth around him, this is what we wanted to see the Lakers do be with LeBron James in the fold, right? Yeah. You wanted to see it where he didn't have to carry the load each and every night. But what are you seeing from LeBron since he's returned from injury?
I mean, we've been saying for the last 3 years we want this to be Anthony Davis's team, and we have seen what it looks like when this is Anthony Davis's team. He's putting the team on his back, he's doing all the scoring load, and he's allowing LeBron to slowly work his way back from an injury that he said he was supposed to have surgery on and was probably not supposed to come back from, and here he is being back. So I think this is a total fine play style for LeBron. He knows he's going to turn it on in the postseason. We just wanted to see him. I wasn't expecting him to play more than one or two regular season games, and now he's all back here playing the final eight. So props to LeBron for getting back. I think all we need to see from him is just kind of continuing to build up for the postseason, because obviously we now know this team is going to be in the at least the play-in tournament. So building his way up for that and allowing AD to continue carrying the load the way he did, scoring 40 points. I mean, let AD be that big scorer. And LeBron still had 18, 11, and 10. He still had a triple-double. He tied or passed Jason Kidd for fourth, whatever it was. I mean, he's still putting in the work, and he's still going to get his numbers and make an impact on the game. But yeah, allow AD to just dominate and let LeBron slowly work his way back, so come postseason time, he's a little more fully healthy.
Yeah, like you said, he still put up a triple-double. The bar is so high for LeBron James, and he only had one turnover.
I mean, that's a great game.
He did have a nice game. I think the efficiency is down. 8 for 18 yesterday, 7 of 19 the game before that. So really, you want to see a more efficient LeBron. But I have a question for you, Noel. Do you think we're going to get playoff LeBron? Do you think he's priming himself to just go all out, empty the tank for another Larry O'Brien trophy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in today's NBA, where especially as he gets older and kind of rosters aren't really that guaranteed, nothing is going to be like written on the wall for LeBron. I think he's going to really take advantage of this. Might be one of his last serious runs in the NBA to actually get another title. All the pieces are there on the team, and he has Anthony Davis playing some of the best basketball of his career right now, and knock on wood, staying healthy. So playoff LeBron is definitely in the works. I think that's why he came back a little bit earlier, just to get, like you were saying, his feet under him, get those shots up, miss them right now while it's not too hot. But whether we're in the playoffs tournament or the play-in tournament or in the first round of the playoffs, I think that's when he's really going to start to heat up. And you know, when a team wins a championship, they start dominating. They start beating teams by like 15, 20 end the season. So I'm hoping to see some big wins to end the year.
They finally got one. That was one of the most like comfortable Laker wins probably the last like three years. I mean, just dominating the Houston.
At this point, anytime, it kind of hurts me to say this, anytime we see Lonnie Walker in at the end of the game, you know the Lakers are up by a lot.
Devon Reed. Like Devon 2 points, Reed. Devon a Reed. Rebound, a steal.
It's been Max quite Christie, some time. Since
anytime they're unloading the victory cigars when they were, you're starting to feel good about it, especially when you consider you want to keep these guys healthy and keep these guys fresh. But yeah, I think with LeBron, what really stood out to me after the game is how glowingly he's talking about his teammates in this roster. He's referring to them as my guys. I watched pretty much all the press conference. Wasn't calling Westbrook his guy. And when AR-15 did the "you're too small" gesture, he said AR always has my back. So you can tell that he's happy about this roster makeup at this point. You know that he loves the depth. He doesn't have to put the team on his back each and every night, and that's going to allow him to have a deep run in the playoffs, because we know LeBron James, he's taken 9 teams to the finals. Okay, he knows this, how to pace himself. He knows the path to the championship, and I think he sees this Western Conference and says, is there a team out there that we're really afraid of? Is there a team out there that you would say, oh, this team is going to sweep the Lakers? Well, now we're going to switch gears to the next topic, because we're getting close to playoff time, okay? And the Lakers, they could still be in the playoff game. You could still see them face the Pelicans. You could see them face the Nuggets. You could see them face the Kings. Who do you want to see the Lakers match up with in your ideal scenario in the first round, Noah?
Honestly, the only one I don't want to see really is the Suns. I know like people on Twitter have been saying like, you don't have to back down anyone. You're going to have to face them at some point. 100% I agree with that. But, you know, I'd rather not have to face what I think is probably the West's best team, or at least one of them for sure. You may as well not have to face them in the first round. The Kings are obviously an interesting matchup, because I kind of feel like the team that almost shouldn't be there because like they haven't been there before, but they're a really sneaky good team. I think the Grizzlies are another one, but I don't think there's anyone that I'd be scared of as the Lakers because of how well they're playing right now. But I don't think they need to be that 5 seed, play the Suns in the 4. I think if they're in the 6 seed, they have the Kings in the first round, they'll feel very, very good about their chances to make a first round upset.
How do you know,
Al? I mean, I would say the Grizzlies just because, you know, they've been kind of all over the place the whole year. Their best player going through that controversy. And then Brandon Clark, one of the most important perimeter defenders and just an athletic finisher, him going down for the season is not looking as pretty as it was last year. Last year, I feel like they were on some great strides. They're looking to be one of the best up-and-coming teams. So the Kings, like we were talking about this the other day, their pace is just super fast for an older returning LeBron. And for the Lakers have been playing fast as well. But in the first round, you don't want to burn out your legs for a team that's looking to make a championship run. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with the Grizzlies for myself. About you, give me your pick.
I want to see us go against the Kings. I mean, LeBron James has played in more playoff games than an entire franchise and everyone on that team. Yeah. You look at playoff experience. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I don't care how athletic the Kings are. Yeah. And yes, they have a lot of athleticism. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox going up down the court like a roadrunner. But still, they're not going to lose that series. Mm-hmm. But if you see them matched up with the Suns, if you see them matched up with the Nuggets, a team that they have one of the best players in the league in a Jokic. They have playoff experience. You always have a disadvantage when you go to Denver and play at Mile High. So I think for me, I want to see him go up against the Sacramento Kings. I think in an ideal scenario, you see the Lakers, they win 3 out of 4. They beat the Clippers. They maybe lose to Phoenix or Utah on Sunday. Then Phoenix beats the Clippers on Sunday. Golden State wins out. Lakers get the 6 seed and play the Kings. And Golden State gets the 5 seed and matches up with the Suns. So and the Clippers could fall. So to me, I want to see that matchup with the Kings because I think you're feeling great about that. You light the beam. No, you're not going to be lighting the beam against AD and LeBron.
Yeah, that one is probably Lakers in 5.
I mean, Lakers could make light work, but also, too, it's the playoffs. And I think six. Look, the way I look at it right now is there is not one team out there that you say this team would sweep the Lakers. There really isn't. No, and if you're not favored to sweep a team, then you are in every series. And this team is a completely different team post-trade deadline. I think no one, like you said, wants to play this Lakers team. Way. But I also think, too, if you have the Warriors and the Suns going in that 4-5, that's what I want to see. Because I want to see those two teams. We got Wiggins, who is coming back. Yep. And
KD's back now.
KD's back. So those, to me, are the two teams I fear the most because they have the most playoff experience. Yep. Guys then go deep and win titles. And I think KD's a tough matchup for anyone, I think, against this Lakers team. I want to see Phoenix, L.A. I mean, just from a fan standpoint. Yeah. I want to see Clippers,
but in the conference
LA.
Finals. I want to see
Clippers, L.A. is my pick. Like, we've been longer root for that battle of L.A.
But you mentioned the Grizzlies. I think have won 8 out of their last 10. They've really gotten it together since John Morant gone back. I mean,
no, they're still a good thing. They're very well
Desmond
constructed
Bay
team.
Is one of the most underrated players.
They have crazy chemistry despite everything that happened.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. I think John Morant might be gunning for the Lakers.
All right, come on, man.
So we'll see. But you're saying you want to see Lakers versus?
I'll see Lakers, Kings. I personally want to see the Clippers and the Suns in the 4-5 matchup. Get one of them off because I'm less scared of the Warriors this year just because of their road games. Yeah. They're they have like 3
horrible. It's horrible.
It's like one of the worst.
It's
horrible. And hopefully the Warriors are behind the Lakers. So if we do face them, where the Lakers are the home team. Yeah. And then I
don't know. Bob Myers, former UCLA Bruins, put a good team together. All Kevon right. Looney. But yeah, you want to see.
He said Grizzlies.
You want to see the Grizzlies? Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I want to also, I'm with you. I want to see the Kings, but my difference of opinion, I want to see the Warriors go out. The Warriors and the Suns.
I'd rather see the Suns and Clippers, one of them get out early.
Yeah.
But also, the idea of the Suns being in the 4 and the Lakers being in the 6, the Lakers aren't seeing them until the conference finals, which I think is even more just as important as anything else. Because I'd rather see the Lakers get hot, LeBron get hot, and then see the two powerhouses go in the conference finals.
Yeah, and then last question to wrap this thing up is how important do you think it is for them to avoid the play-in game? Because in my opinion, I do think, yes, it's a one game, anything can happen, of course, multiple games if you lose, and if they're in the 7th spot, they should be in good shape. Yeah. But do you think that it makes a massive difference for them to get the 6th seed versus stay in that play-in tournament?
I mean, I think they should definitely be going for the 6th seed. I mean, they could still get the 5 seed. I don't think they should even try to go that high because the 6-7 seed feels like a better matchup going forward if the Phoenix is in the 4. 6 or 7, I think, is where they're going to end up. And yeah, it'd be nice to not have to be in the play-in tournament, but at the end of the world, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world because if you win that game, you do have a little bit of confidence going into the playoffs. But I think their best scenario would be getting that sixth seed, seeing Sacramento in the first round, and then not seeing Phoenix until the conference finals.
How about you, Noel? Do you think it's crucial that they avoid that play-in game?
I mean, if they play that play-in game, that's another game for us to talk about here. But personally, I don't want them in the play-in tournament. I think, like you said, it's anything that happened in that one game. We saw that crazy battle between the Lakers and the Warriors.
That was a great game.
Like two seasons ago, it was a great game. But our season could have ended, right? Or I think we would have fell back
to play
the Grizzlies. But
the Warriors lost to the Grizzlies.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So it's like right now we're watching the March Madness tournament. Anything could happen. No number one seed in the men's side made it. It's very scary. So I'd rather just let the boys rest, let LeBron go back to his ice chamber, get ready for the playoffs, and bring us a ring.
That game would probably end up being either against the Clippers or the Warriors.
In that scenario.
You don't want that.
No. Yeah. I actually haven't watched one tournament game since the Sweet 16, but yeah.
Well, why is that?
What happened that made you stop watching?
This is an NBA show. You have to get greedy. and you have to try to win as many games because the depth that they've added, that you see that and you feel that in the course of a 7-game series. And the shorter series, a little more variance, the team with lesser talent has a better chance of winning. So you definitely want to avoid that.
If it's the Warriors, I mean, they can get hot in a second. I mean, Steph Curry can put up 10 threes. Klay Thompson can put up 10 threes. And before you know it, you're playing in a winner-go-home game against the winner of the 9-10 game.
That's true.
Jordan Poole when the girls are around?
There's going to be a lot in that 7-8 game.
He's got a lot of riz, the kid said.
All right. I feel you shouldn't say that.
He looked into my soul when he said that, too. He's trying to reason.
And LeBron's basically his best shot in his Laker career came in that playing game against the Warriors.
That was the only clutch shot he's ever made.
The clutch. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Lakers 24-8 Roundtable. And let us know down below in the comments section, who do you want to see the Lakers face in the first round? Let us know down below. And do you want to see Rui Hachimura finish games for the Lakers? Let us know down below in the comments section. As always, I'm joined by Noah Cameras and Noel Sanchez. Go follow them. And if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Lakers 24-8 YouTube channel. Drop those comments down below. And until next time, go Lakers.